Right now it's time to bring in the weekend warrior, Pat Pagano, and we'll go over the forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall, everybody. It doesn't look all that bad. I mean, it looks pretty dry for the most part. So go ahead with the outdoor plans. It may be more clouds than we would like, but it's certainly not going to be hot, and it's certainly not going to be humid. So those two are out of the equation. Partly sunny today, 70 to 75. Clouds tonight, mid-50s. Partly cloudy Saturday, mid-70s. We'll have some sun Sunday. Maybe a late day shower, 75 to 80. Then Monday, a better chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, 75 to 80. And a shower or thunderstorm still possible on Tuesday. There'll be no return to 90 degrees and oppressive humidity in the near future.
Well, I guess that's good for people that don't like it. For me, it's not good.
Well, it's good for me. So I love when I can forecast that. So, yeah, and even yesterday, you know, yesterday was only in the low 80s. The humidity dropped. But out there in the sun yesterday, it was very, very warm. Very warm.
Yeah.
Too warm for me. Too warm.
It was kind of nice yesterday. But there was no humidity, and it was warm, and I like that. This morning, it was 52 degrees when I left the house, but I'm going to a doctor's appointment later on today where they're going to look at my knees. So I said, you know, myself, you know what? Instead of having to put a gown on and to get with my knees that hurt me, I was like, I'm just going to go. I'm wearing a pair of shorts, you know. And my dog watcher who comes to the house said, you're going to be cold. It's 52 out there. So I said, tah. And it's not. It wasn't that bad wearing a pair of shorts out there this morning, even though it was 52.
You know? No, and by the time you leave the station, it'll be in the 60s.
Yeah. And then when I get to the doctor's office later on today, I'm not going to have to go into a changing room, not going to have to take my shoes off and put a gown on.
Right.
I'm going to save myself a lot of trouble on my knees. And so I'm just ready. I'm ready right now for my 2:30 appointment.
Okay. Well, that's good. Good luck on that. Be curious to see what results come Monday.
Going to be interesting to see what they say, to see if I'll get to take part in the stem cell program or not. And to see, I know I should be a candidate, but you just never know until they do all the investigation. So I'm looking forward to that. So now, are you going to see the new Conjuring movie?
I saw it.
Oh, you did see it?
I didn't tell you I saw it? Yeah, I watched it. I watched it the other day. And I could tell it was streaming on HBO Max.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And I watched it, and I didn't see number two, but I did see one. This is three, I think, right? I don't know. It's
part two. I think it's part two.
It's two. Well, I saw number one, and number one was scary as all heck. This one was not. This one did not really have me on the edge of my seat. I did jump a couple of times. On a 1 to 10 basis, with 10 being the best, I give this a 5.
Okay, so it was okay.
It was okay.
That's it, just okay.
Just okay. Yeah, I don't know if I would have gone to the movies to see it. I'm glad that I watched it on HBO Max, in my opinion, because I don't know. I mean, it's probably always nicer on that big, huge screen. But, it was okay.
You know,
sometimes they should quit while they're ahead.
You know what movie I really want to see is The Heights. That looks like it's going to be a good movie.
In The Heights. That comes out this week, right?
Yeah.
This weekend.
Yeah, that looks like it's going to be a good movie.
Yeah, there's some people from one of the Broadway shows in there, from Hamilton.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to see it. Here's how crazy I am. I'm looking forward to seeing Peter Rabbit 2. I go from The Heights to Peter Rabbit 2.
I heard that got very, very good reviews. So that'll be interesting. Well, let's see. What am I doing? I am going to the lake. Tomorrow night, they're having their first bingo night. Between 6 and 8, it's going to be outdoors, but I'm a little concerned about that because it's in the field And 6 to 8, as you know, is dusk. And you know what comes out of dusk?
Ticks.
And mosquitoes.
And mosquitoes.
So we'll have to see how that works out. But that's it for that. I will be going to the studio tomorrow early afternoon and beginning my clean-out process. So my friend David is going to be coming over to help me. And we'll go there and we'll start throwing out a lot of stuff. Stuff that we think is still good, we will give to the thrift. And anything we think is no good goes in garbage bags and out it goes. And yesterday, we had the tree people come because we had to take down about 5 trees. And let me tell you, interesting how they work. But they came about 1:30. They were through at 5:30. They have it all figured out. How this one guy goes up on, you know, the crane picks him up. He goes up on a rope. He ties part of the tree, the top of the tree. He cuts it. Then the guy with the crane takes it, brings it down toward the street. They have the grinder set up. They cut off all their branches. Boom, through the grinder. And away we go. And they just keep repeating it. Two of the trees were, I forget what they called them, but they're red. They caught the disease last year, and it got worse this year. So we had to take those down. There were 2 trees right next to the house that were kind of leaning. So they had to be taken down. And then there were 3 trees on the borderline of our fence and our neighbors. One of which fell, as you recall.
Yeah.
I think it was back on Christmas Day. So we weren't taking chances. So we took those down too. And it's funny. It may be my imagination, but when I went out there last evening, it felt like there was more air circulating around the house. I don't know if it was just my imagination, but to me, you know, of course, there are still plenty of trees around the house, but just those down. Made it seem a little more like there was a good flow of air. But that was that. And I think the chores for this house for the summer are done.
All right. I'm going to go one more movie that I want to see, but I don't want to see.
Go ahead.
Senior Moment.
I didn't even hear of that.
It's with William Shatner. That's the reason I don't want to see it, because he's a bit of a jerk. But it's a comedy about a race driver who ends up losing his license, and he meets a woman. Christopher Lloyd's in it, who I like. And it's gotten, like, it's funny. Movies are different. Senior Moment on Rotten Tomatoes has 1 star. Senior Moment on Amazon Prime has 4 out of 5 stars. And Senior Moment on IMDb has 3 stars.
Wow.
Are they all seeing the same movie?
Yeah, really? Well, that means it does call for Marshall to watch the movie and see who he is going to side with.
If I get some good laughs out of it, I'll side with the high ratings. Comedies don't have to be terrific movies for me, as long as they've got some funny parts in them. I'm just like monster movies. They don't have to be a great movie, as long as there's a lot of action in the monster movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
I mean, what good is a Dracula movie if he doesn't bite anybody's neck?
No, well, that's it. And like the original, it still scares me. The little vampire movies, the Wolf. Remember the Wolfman?
The Wolfman movie.
That was a scary movie.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, who was I forget who played Wolfman, but anyway.
Lon Chaney.
Yeah. If we say Lon Chaney, some people probably think we're talking about Chinese food.
Right, yeah. And, I mean, all of those monsters back then were scary as kids. Frankenstein, the Mummy.
Oh, Frankenstein was really scary.
Yeah.
And the characters that create them are also scary.
Right.
So that's the good old days of movie making.
Yeah, really.
All right, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend.
Do the same. I'll let you know if I win anything at bingo.
That's right. Instead of saying B3, they should change it to P3 for Pagano.
And B3 could be Biden 3.
That's right. Okay. Bingo. All right, Pat. I'll speak to you on Monday.
Sounds good.
Take care. Bye-bye. Pat Picanto this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.